He hands it off to Middleton. Middleton once more launches from three. It was contested, though. He had Turner in his face, and he missed it well short. Rebound goes to the Pacers. They're going the other way. Halliburton's into the front court. He passes it off to the left wing to Mathurin. Mathurin back to Halliburton. He takes it now on the right side. High pass into the corner. Dangerous pass sent out from Mathurin as he gets it out now on that left side. He's defended by Payne. Benedict Mathurin gets past Payne again, and he will take it all the way to the cup. He takes Cam Payne to school on that drive and thumps it down with a rim rocker. Second time he's victimized Cam Payne on that defensive set, and Middleton wants a timeout. So he's going to call for a timeout as Milwaukee will talk shop. What was an 18-point deficit is now just 7. Can Milwaukee chisel a bit closer? We'll find out coming up. 4:48 to play, second quarter on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, just like the Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. They've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. We're also presented by Delta Dental, who makes dental insurance and vision insurance simple. Well, you know the answer. Definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. Here in the second quarter, the Bucks have hit 10 of their 15 shots. Pacers still shooting it well at 6 of 12, but Milwaukee has been able to cut into what was a 10-point deficit, 14-point rather deficit going into the quarter. And now down by just the 7, they've cut that deficit in half. They've got the ball after the timeout. Campaign's out there along with Giannis, Lopez, Connaughton, and Crowder. Giannis goes back to work. He spins down low, trying to get the ball through a crowd to Lopez. It was knocked away. They're going to say last touch by the Bucks. Giannis is really arguing that case. And, boy, it's almost one of these scenarios where you consider, is it worth a challenge? I don't think so here. So Indiana's going to have the ball. Boy, they had a lot of conviction on that, both Brook Lopez. But then Brook took off running to make sure he got back on defense. He didn't want to argue and get left behind. Zone look for the Bucks again defensively here. They work it to the left wing, now to the corner. Here's a drive laterally across the paint. They send out top. Halliburton's three misses too strong. Pacers have cooled off a bit from three-point range. Mentioned they hit 5 of their first 7. Here comes Giannis galloping the other way. They're still 10 of 21 for the game. Payne takes it into the paint, scoops to the hoop with a left hand, and lays it in. The Bucks back to within 5 again. 4:03 to go in the second quarter. We come to you from downtown Indianapolis. Second of a back-to-back tonight for the Bucks and for the Pacers. Both winners last night. Turner launches from three. He drills it straight on. Miles Turner's third three-pointer here this opening half has put Indiana back ahead by eight. Mentioned it, Pacers have outscored their last four opponents by 26 points a game from distance. Giannis the other way, driving in Turner. Bulls into him, spins a couple times, and then gets the whistle in his favor. He's going to go to the line because both teams are in the penalty here in the rest of the way over the course of this last 3.5 minutes. So Giannis will step to the line with his team trailing by eight. He is 4 of 4 from the stripe so far tonight. We'll see if he can keep it going. This season, Giannis shooting just 63% from the line. Coming into the season, he was a career 71% free throw shooter, but the last 2 years, those numbers have taken a dive. First of two is up, and that's good. He bounces it over the front iron and good. On to DeCumpo. Ejected at the 9-minute mark of the third quarter against Detroit. He had 13 points in the fourth quarter against Brooklyn with that big block to help seal the win against Cam Thomas late on the road Monday night. Boy, they missed him last night, but Damian Lillard was able to carry the load. Of course, Dame is out tonight with a sore calf. Second free throw bounces over the front iron and good, so Giannis gets both to drop. 6-point game again, 3:31 to go now. We are in quarter number two from a filled up Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Pacers playing 6 of their first 8 games here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse at home. Halliburton's got it on the near wing. He's defended by Giannis. Bucks come out trying to play man now. 3-point try misses from the near side as Mathurin couldn't get it to drop. Now Milwaukee goes the other way. Into the front court. Payne going to hand the ball off to Giannis. Backing his way in. Turns, fades, fires. Yes, sir. Giannis knocking down the 15-foot mid-range J, and the Bucks back to within 4 now. Here's Halliburton, pocket pass to Miles Turner. He's in a crowd, puts up a contested shot, couldn't hit it. Lopez got a hand in his face. Milwaukee with a chance to cut it to a one-possession game now. Giannis spins, he gets knocked down, and there's going to be a blocking foul against. I think that's going to be, yeah, that'll be on Aaron Nesmith, and Giannis will go right back to the free throw line. Be interesting to see. I don't think Rick Carlisle's going to challenge this. It was a little bit closer, as those often are. Bang, bang plays. Was he set? He was leaning back as Giannis was coming into him. Doesn't look like there'll be any challenge here. Giannis steps to the line, studies the rim, goes through a phantom motion of his shot before he even gets the ball. It's amazing when you consider the free throw shooting numbers for Milwaukee this season. It has been that dynamic duo of Giannis and Damian Lillard getting to the line as the first of two free throws is up and good. No duo has more double-digit trips to the free throw line since the beginning of last year than Giannis and Damian Lillard. Giannis has had 49 such games, Lillard 32, and he's already done it 5 times this year, has Lillard. No one has done it more than 3 times aside from Lillard here this season. And now Giannis is on track to have another one of those such games tonight. Makes the first free throw, makes the second free throw. He's 8 for 8 from the line now. And just like that, after trailing by 18 in this first half, the Bucks are back to within 2. Here's Halliburton driving down the paint, puts the shot up, no good, but he was fouled. This time Tyrese Halliburton will step to the free throw line. Campaign gets called for the foul. That'll be his third foul. Still 2:37 to play in this second quarter. Bucks are on a 15-5 run over the last 3:48. Milwaukee went ahead 5-3, but have not led since then. It was a 17-0 scoring run for the Pacers, who really hadn't looked back until the Bucks started to rev things up here in the second quarter. First free throw is good from Halliburton. Halliburton, a career-high 43 points against Charlotte on Saturday. Franchise record, how about this for a quarter? 25 points and 6 three-pointers in that third quarter of that game. Second free throw is good. They are excited about what this young man brings to the table. 60-56, Bucks down again by four. Giannis will handle the basketball into the front court now for Milwaukee. He's had a big first half. Crossing over, he wants more. Goes right back to the cup and gets right past Nesmith as he lays it in. Giannis now 24 points in the opening half. Halliburton slings it over the shoulder, pass out to Turner. Open three on the other side. Bullseye. Well, those three-pointers have been the difference. Indiana 12 of 24. The Bucks 3 of 10 from long range. Giannis crosses over. What a nice job. Sidesteps two defenders and then knifes his way right to the heart of the defense and lays it in again. Well, the Greek freak is eating now. He's got 26 points, 9 of 11 from the floor, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. And the Bucks back to within 3 again. Another three-pointer, though. Heald couldn't hit, but an offensive rebound secured by Brown. He'll get it to Halliburton. Back out now on the left side. Three-pointer from Brown. Misses well short. Pacers living and dying by the three-point shot here tonight. Milwaukee with a chance to pull back to within one or tie it with a three. Giannis says, I'll try a three. Can't hit. That would have been his 500th career three-pointer, but he couldn't get it to go. Heald's going to try one on the other end. He misses. But then another offensive rebound is Lopez, though, knocks the ball away. There's a scrum for the loose ball. It's at midcourt. Still loose. He'll finally prize it free, and we're going to have a kicked ball, I believe, or a trip. Kevin Cutler, our crew chief, made that ruling. I think it's a kicked ball. So it's going to be Indiana basketball. Boy, if Giannis hit that three right there, you would know things are going right for him. But could not get it to drop. And instead, Indiana with a minute 9 to play here in the half will have a chance to extend on a three-point lead. Here's a three-pointer. That one misses. Good rebound from Beasley this time. His Heald continues to stay cold. Buddy Heald has missed all five of his three-point tries tonight. Milwaukee with inside of a minute to go now with a basketball. It's Giannis directing traffic at the top of the arc with Beasley, Crowder, Lopez, and Connaughton. Feeds to Beasley on the near wing. A jab step in, moves out top. He uncorks a three. That misses short. Milwaukee just 3 for 12 from beyond the arc tonight, but still within 3 points. Halliburton the other way. He takes it inside. Hands off to Turner. Turner is altered on the shot. Good defense from Lopez. Gets in the way of that one to jam up the lane. Milwaukee goes the other way now. Giannis, he's being surrounded by two players trying to hold on for dear life. Whistle and a jump ball coming. Well, Giannis, they saw he was playing that point guard and maybe feeling himself a bit much for a man of his significant stature at 7 feet tall. They were trying to ball hawk and get that ball away, and it looks like we're going to have a jump ball between Giannis and I think Bruce, was that Bruce Brown? Giannis is going to have a significant size advantage on Brown here. Brown at 6 feet four against the 7-footer Giannis. 24 seconds to go. Shot clock could be off. So they're going to put the ball in the air, and it's won back by Brown. How do you like that? Man, oh, man. 8-inch height advantage. Giannis couldn't get it. Brown got it, timed it perfectly going up. So Indiana will have a chance to play for the final shot here in this half. Halliburton going to launch from three. Oh, it's a big one. Sticks it from the near wing right. Gets it back to a six-point lead. Still 6.9 seconds to go for the Bucks. Can they get a last shot off here? Beasley trying to turn the corner. Passes to the corner. Lopez bobbles. Going to have to put up a wild three. Oh, my goodness. It went halfway down before it clanged out. All things said, the Bucks down by as many as 18 in the first quarter have cut it to a six-point deficit at halftime. And even though the Pacers got the last laugh at the end of the first half, I think you'd have to say the Bucks feel pretty good about where they sit given the way this game started. So with the Pacers out in front 66-60, we'll take a timeout. It is halftime here from Gainbridge Fieldhouse. When we come back, we send you back to Justin Garcia in the Cream City of Milwaukee at the flagship station, WTMJ. He'll have you for our halftime report, as again, Milwaukee will have to come from behind, but not nearly as big a deficit as we feared it might be, trying to dig their way out in the second frame. We'll come back after a word. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain. of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
7 to answer your call, having 38,000 items in stock and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers, believe it. Uline is the hard-working, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
Grab your squad for Bucks Night Out, presented by Michelob Ultra and Bally Sports Wisconsin. Every ticket comes with a Michelob Ultra or soda on us. Visit bucks.com/BNO for details.
Halftime in Indianapolis. Pacers lead the Bucks by 6, but all things considered, got to feel very good headed to the half if you're the Bucks. 38 points in that first quarter for the Pacers. They built up a 14-point lead after one and led by as many as 18. Second quarter, a much, much different story as we saw the Bucks offense start to come to life in that quarter. Finishing with 36 points, shooting 64% from the floor, and doing all of that with just 1 3-point make. That's what stands out so far through these first 24 minutes. The Pacers have already hit 13 threes at 13 of 29. Bucks are just 3 of 13. So Indiana outscoring the Bucks by 30 beyond the arc. The way the Bucks have stayed in this is points in the paint, and specifically Giannis. 28 points in the paint for the Bucks at the half. Giannis is up to 26 points for the game, and that is what the Bucks have used to help offset a lot of that three-point shooting by the Pacers here in this first half. 12 of the 28 points in the paint scored have come from Giannis. Just a 6-point deficit in a game that, as we mentioned, Bucks trailed by as many as 18. It's 6 at halftime, 66-60. Our score after 24 in Indianapolis. When we come back, we'll run through the rest of the individual scores and take a look at some other team numbers here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Flash Toast.
66-60, halftime score in Indianapolis. It's the Pacers leading the Bucks, but as we mentioned, Pacers put up 38 in the opening quarter, taking a 14-point lead into the second. Second quarter is where the Bucks came on strong, outscoring the Pacers 36-28. And really all of the statistical categories, but three-point shooting swung in the Bucks' favor in that second quarter. 64% shooting, 7 of 8 at the free throw line. They got there more times and hit more than the Pacers did. And the Bucks did a much better job on the glass as well, pulling down 16 of the 23 rebounds in that quarter, and 14 field goals, 6 of them were assisted. So the Bucks took care of the basketball in that quarter and shot at a much higher percentage. Again, a lot of that Giannis, who enters halftime with 26 points, one of two Bucks scorers in double figures. The other is Chris Middleton, who's back on the floor tonight, and in 9 minutes, 5 of 8 from the floor. He's got 12 points, a rebound, and an assist. And now you just look for help elsewhere, as Brook Lopez is yet to score that last second three-point attempt halfway down before rimming out. Malik Beasley and Cameron Payne, the other two starters, have each scored 2 points, and the Bucks bench accounting for 18 thus far. So Bucks outscoring the Pacers in the paint. Their bench has been more productive so far, and Giannis leads all scorers in this game with 26. The difference has been three-point shooting. Pacers average 39 attempts per game. They average 15 makes per game, and here at halftime they sit 13 of 29, good for 45%. Three-point shooting. Tyrese Halliburton, Miles Turner, and Benny Mathurin all in double-digit scoring. And for Turner, it's been three-point shooting, 4 of 6 from the outside. Six-point game at halftime. It's the Pacers 66 and the Bucks 60. We will get you caught up on the scoreboard. Just one other game out there this evening. We'll take a look at that and get you set for the second half next. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
66-60, halftime score in Indianapolis. It's the Pacers up by 6. On the Bucks. Halftime brought to you by Uline. It's time for the American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature. And for the Bucks to ensure that success in these final 24 minutes, you would have to think it's going to come down to three-point shooting. Just 3 makes on 12 attempts in this game. Obviously looking for somebody to catch fire for the Bucks, as the starters in this game have made just 1 three-pointer. That comes from Chris Middleton. Combined three-point shooting, 1 of 9 from the starting 5 for the Bucks in this game. Pat Connaughton with the other make off the bench. He and Marjon Beauchamp with 2 of those other three-pointers. So you look for the Bucks to find someone else to start to catch fire from the outside, and most importantly, get some more contests on the Pacers, who are 13 of 29, right in line already at halftime with their season averages for makes and attempts from three. American Family Insurance. Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect you and your dreams. Visit amfam.com to learn more. 6-point deficit for the Bucks to crawl out of here at the half. Dave Kane will have the call the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Are you ready to be treated like a VIP? Drop the third-party apps and download the Cousins Club app for true VIP status. Then order your favorite subs and sides directly on the Cousins Club app to reap the rewards. You'll get access to exclusive, limited-time-only products, coupons, and special offers. And you'll earn reward points, free food, and Cousins merchandise. Now that's how a VIP should be treated. Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Join the roar of 18,000 Bucks fans at Fiserv Forum and be a part of the slam dunks, game-changing plays, and electrifying victories live. Witness the edge of your seat action and unforgettable moments as they happen. You don't want to miss this. Grab your calendar, handpick your favorite matchups, and secure your seats for Dame Time in Milwaukee and every incredible moment that comes next at bucks.com/tickets. That's bucks.com/tickets.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
It's the first ever NBA in-season tournament. All 30 teams going for one brand new trophy.
The stakes are the highest.
Only 8 teams advance from the group stages. Then it's down to single elimination.
It's win or go home.
The last 4 standing will battle it out in Las Vegas, baby. They're going to go all in on the hardwood for season-long bragging rights and the first ever NBA Cup. Hope everyone's feeling lucky. The NBA in-season tournament continues on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Welcome back once again. We continue in our coverage here from Gainbridge Fieldhouse, where the Bucks have clawed back to within 6 points here going into the second half. And it's time to take a peek at our Pella Doors and Windows rebounding advantage. Who's hitting the glass? Well, we'll find out. It's presented by Pella Doors and Windows of Wisconsin. They can help lower your energy costs. No interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Check them out at PellaWI.com. And as we look at the rebound numbers in this one, it was an interesting first half because Milwaukee, at the end of the first quarter, had been absolutely pummeled on the glass to the tune of 16-6 in rebounding. Well, in the second quarter, they did turn the tables, out-rebounded the Pacers 16-7, and that was a part of their effort to come from behind and get back in this thing. Trailed by 14 points at the end of the first quarter, cut it down to as few as 3 points, and had a chance to tie it, if not for a missed three-pointer, and then a late three from Tyrese Haliburton puts it to 6. But that's really what drove a lot of this thing for Milwaukee. Also, the Bucks got going in terms of their offense, hitting 14 of their 22 shots in that quarter to just 9 of 23 shooting for the Indiana Pacers. Still the Bucks in this thing, in spite of the fact that the three-point shooting has been as lopsided as it has in favor of the Pacers, who have connected on 13 of 29 from distance. The Bucks just 3 of 13. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Both teams begin the second half the same way they started the first half, with lineups, all 5 starters out there. It's going to be the Pacers with a basketball starting as they go right to left with a combination of Mathurin, Toppin, Turner, Brown, and Haliburton. Here's a drive from Haliburton, takes it to the baseline. Giannis trying to stay with him. He works it across the court. That zone defense again gave him trouble as the shot clock goes all the way down. They don't get a shot off, so Milwaukee gets a stop to begin things in the third. The lineup for the Bucks goes Beasley, Payne, Giannis,
along with Lopez and Middleton. And if you're just joining us tonight, no Damian Lillard tonight. He is sitting with a sore calf. Hopefully he'll be back for Orlando when the Bucks next play, finishing out this three-game road trip. Beasley has it. Right free throw line extended. Hands it to Giannis. Giannis spins down the paint. Works it inside on Turner and stuffs it down as he staples it right in front of the Indiana Pacers big man. Picking up right where he left off in the first half. He's got 28 points now. Turner tries to take it on the other side. He puts the shot up. He gets it to go. And a foul on Lopez, who came in on the help side to try to block that shot. So Turner, to his credit, gave it right back at Giannis. Bumped him out of the way and ultimately laid it in. He's got a chance at the three-point play. So it's back to a six-point lead for the Pacers, and Turner can make it seven with a free throw here. His shot is up and good. So Indiana now leads it 69-62. Campaign the other direction now for Milwaukee. Into the front court, feeds to Giannis. Giannis with a left-hand drive, sees an opening. He goes right to it, explodes through the lane as he's fouled, going in hard again. And Indiana has absolutely no answers currently for the Greek freak, who is just doing as he pleases with that basketball on the other side of the floor. Increasing the problems for the Pacers is the fact that Giannis is also making his free throws tonight, at least in the first half, where he hit all eight of his shots. See if he can keep that trend going here in the second half, coming off of a game where he was ejected at the beginning of the third quarter, only for the fourth time in a regular season game in his career. Fifth time overall, including a playoff outing where it happened once. His first of two free throws is good. He just seems to be feeling it right now. He's got that feel with the shot, and everything's working for him as well as it has all season long for Giannis here tonight. His season high, 36 points against the Brooklyn Nets. He is closing in on that number with still 11 minutes to play in the third quarter. Second free throw bounces over the front iron and drops. He's still perfect at the line. 10 for 10 for Giannis, who now has 30 points. And we've got a world of time still to play here in this third quarter. Indiana with the basketball. Turner directing traffic at the top of the arc. Hands it off to Halliburton. Bucks again come out in a zone. They work it to the near side left. Halliburton with a head fake, drives inside, scoops to the hoop with a right hand and lays it off the window and good. Attacking the interior of that Bucks defense, and the Pacers answer back again. Both teams have scored on each of their first two possessions here in the second half. Campaign drives inside of Turner. He still gets blocked from behind. Turner knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Bucks ball with 12 to shoot and 10:28 to play here in the third. So Payne will do the inbounding. He is starting in place of Damian Lillard here tonight. Gets it into Giannis. Giannis goes right at Turner again. Puts the shot off the window and good with a left hand with a foul. There is no stopping number 34 tonight. Giannis continues to just mash everything in his path. He will go to the line for a chance to cap the three-point play as Turner gets called for his second foul. Man, oh, man, these are those nights where it's kind of like hide the women and children. The Greek freak is taking no mercy. Sporting the green signature shoes with the gold swoops on them tonight, Giannis, looking the part. His free throw is up, and he bounces it over the iron and good again. So he has made all 11 of his free throws tonight. He's got 33 points in the Bucks back to within four. Can they slow down this Indiana offense that has been high octane all season? Turner going to put up a three, missed it short, rebounded by Giannis. He's going the other direction with it. Giannis into the front court, spins down low, right to the rack, lays it in again with a foul. Good grief. There is absolutely no stopping the Greek freak here tonight. He is scoring literally every trip down the court. So the foul goes on Toppin, and with Giannis at the line, he's got 35, a chance to make it 36 as Toppin checks out of the game, committing his fourth personal foul. Giannis trying for his second three-point play. He has scored three consecutive trips down the floor. And he can pull his team back to within one. Misses it, but gets his own rebound. However, it looks like there may have been a lane violation. I'm not sure who it was on. Boy, Giannis was poised to get another field goal there when he caught that ball. So it was a lane violation, I guess. They're going to call it a missed free throw officially, but Pacers are going to have the basketball with a two-point lead. That lead was 18 points again in the first quarter. Bucks have not led since it was 5-3. Pacers with a basketball now. Halliburton steps back, foot on the three-point line, misses short, rebound goes to Payne. Campaign running the other direction for Milwaukee now on the left wing. They feed Giannis again. Now he's defended by Brown, goes right at Brown. Couple head fakes inside, and this time we're going to get a traveling call against Giannis. He is absolutely singular with his intent, going right at the defense every trip and getting great positioning. They just don't have an answer for him right now. Halliburton going to feed down low, gets it into Brown. Brown's in a crowd. He's blocked by Lopez. Giannis has it now running the other direction for the Bucks. Feeds it ahead to Middleton. Middleton stutter step, takes it in, puts the shot up. No good, but he was fouled. So Chris Middleton will now step to the free throw line, and the Bucks are starting to completely surge as they continue to hammer away at the interior of that Pacers defense. Neesmith gets called for the foul. It's his third. And for Indiana, the Pacers are getting bludgeoned to the tune of 34-16 in the paint tonight. And you got two free throws coming after Neesmith got called for the foul. Free throw is good from Middleton. And that was the fourth foul now on Neesmith. So he's going to have to check out. Both Neesmith and Toppin both picked up four fouls apiece, and all of a sudden Giannis not only inflicting damage on the scoreboard, but also from a free from a foul situation for the Pacers. This time it was Middleton who knocks down a pair of free throws, and we are even at 71 apiece. 9:27 to play here. We're in the third quarter. Halliburton has it. Top of the arc, rifles it off to Buddy Hield. Hield's got it on the left wing, sends out top to Mathurin. He's defended by Beasley, puts it on the floor with a left-hand dribble, crossing over, goes into the air, contested shot. Boy, that is a tough shot over Lopez. Benedict Mathurin had 16 in the first half and gets that one to drop here in the second half to put his team back ahead by two. Bucks have all the momentum now, though. Campaign directing traffic, passes out top. Beasley thought about the three, now instead drives, passes out. Lopez fires away his three-pointer. Carams back iron, but the rebound tapped to Giannis. Giannis in a crowd, puts up the shot, couldn't get it to go. Thought he got fouled, didn't get the whistle this time. Pacers go the other way with it. Into the front court, Brown passes off to Hield. Hield crosses over on Giannis, takes it in. Ball knocked away by Lopez, though. It's going to be picked up by Middleton. He was trying to pass it away. Chris going the other direction. He's into the front court, passes out to Lopez on the left wing. Back to Middleton, spins down the baseline, hands it off to Giannis, lays it in with a foul. The broken record continues to spin here in the opening 4 minutes of the third quarter, where Giannis has a chance at yet another three-point play. He has 37 points with still 8:26 to play here in the third quarter. We are witnessing something special brewing here tonight at the rate we're going. Giannis with a world of time. Damian Lillard not playing tonight, and that means Giannis. And here comes Tice. Daniel Tice. Rick Carlisle's running out of options. Tice has not played in a game. The one-time Boston Celtic now coming in for the Pacers just for a little bit of size. They need something to slow down Giannis. It's 6'8", 245. Tice, the German product, comes in. Giannis steps to the free throw line. Another free throw looming for the big man, who is now 11 for 12 tonight at the stripe. 37 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists for Giannis. His free throw is good. He has 38 points in counting with still 8:26 to play in the third, and the Bucks have their first lead since it was 5-3. Milwaukee coming from 18 down in the first quarter when it looked fairly hopeless for this Bucks team. Halliburton sends inside to Turner. Turner puts up a contested shot. Lopez couldn't get in the way enough. Floats it up and in. And the Pacers back ahead by one. Here comes Campaign the other way. Into the front court. Moves it ahead on the left wing. Throws on the Jets. Brown stays with him. Now he reverses direction. Takes it back into the paint the other way. Couldn't get it. Giannis gobbles up the rebound. He's got it down low. Trying to dribble out of trouble. And he flushes it through. Oh, baby. That was with a facial. And Adrian Griffin just got teed up. He was talking about the fact that his big man does not get enough help from the officials. And he needs to do a better job protecting him. And I think, did Adrian Griffin just get thrown out of the game? I think he did. Adrian Griffin said, I'm going to stick up for my big man more. I need to do a better job of that. Well, did he ever stick up for him? He walks down the tunnel. He is done for the night. In the meantime, Halliburton steps to the line, knocks down the first. He'll have two technicals here. Adrian Griffin got two technicals in a span of about a second there. I mean, that's got to be some kind of record. Second free throw is good for Halliburton, but man, you look at Giannis' work there. Man, oh man, you talk about a man possessed. He's got 40 points now. There was no foul called down low, and Adrian Griffin was arguing, you got to give my guy some help. He doesn't look like he needs help. Sometimes it's tough when you're superhuman. People expect superhuman things no matter what. It's a one-point lead again for the Pacers. After a couple free throws, they've got the basketball too now. So here's Halliburton. He drives in. Rather, that was Mathurin. He's rejected at the rim. Lopez came over. Now Beasley comes away with a basketball for the Bucks. Racing off into the front court. Passes out to the left wing. Payne's got it there. He fires away from three. Bullseye. Milwaukee has caught fire with 7:28 to play. We are here in the opening moments of the third quarter still, and the Bucks are looking every bit the part of the power juggernaut this team has been over the better part of the last decade. They have come from 18 down. They now lead by 2 points. 7:28 to go in the third. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
How you like me now? Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more, or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Well, Giannis and the Bucks are now leading by 2 points with still 7:28 to play in the third quarter. Giannis with 40 points already with 7 rebounds, and his head coach just got ejected from the game. One game after Giannis was ejected, Coach Griff had said, I need to protect my coach, my player better. And, well, he tried to do just that. It looked like Giannis had gotten fouled. There was no whistle, and Griff got sent to the locker room. So you got Joe Prunty now, the acting head coach for the Bucks. As Indiana's got the ball out of the timeout, Halliburton puts up a baseline jumper, contested, closed out by Lopez, and misses it short. Giannis gets the rebound. He'll go the other way. It's Giannis, Payne, along with Crowder, Lopez, and Beasley. Giannis has no Dame, so he says, time for me to carry it. He drives inside, attacks again, puts the shot off the iron and good, using the right hand, just scissoring his way right through the teeth of the defense. Indiana goes the other direction with it. Halliburton, a bounce pass off to Tice, playing his first game of the season for the Pacers here tonight. Here's Turner. Turner takes it low, sends out top now to, this is Brown. Brown works it near wing left to Halliburton. Halliburton takes it inside to Tice. Tice had the ball pried free by Payne and out of bounds with four to shoot. It'll be Indiana basketball. 4.2 seconds to shoot, 6:37 to play here in the third. Giannis, his first 40-point game since March the 13th a year ago against the Sacramento Kings. Inbound pass will come from the near corner. Halliburton to send it in. Inbound pass goes to Hield. Hield sends out top to Tice. Tice high, three-pointer, misses short. Long rebound goes right into the hands of Payne. He feeds ahead to Lopez on the run. Lopez back to Payne in the corner. Three ball, missed it that time. Bucks playing fast. They've got the four-point lead, 81-77. But Indiana's got the basketball now. Halliburton goes into the paint. Nice handoff to Tice, who will rock the rim with a two-hand jam. Good job sucking in the defense of Lopez there by Halliburton with the threat of the shot. And then calmly handed it off to Daniel Tice for the dunk. Going the other direction, Milwaukee's got the basketball. Beasley on the near wing right. Around the screen from Lopez. Drives down low. Has the ball blocked from behind by Halliburton. Feeds ahead now. Buddy Hield takes off. He'll lay it in the other way, and we are deadlocked at 81. Well, the problem is you've used a lot of energy to climb this mountain and get back out in front. And you got to kind of reset now. We got a long ways to go in this one. 5:43 to go in the third. Campaigns into the front court with a left-hand dribble. Takes it left of the lane. Puts the runner off the window. Missed it short. Rebounded by Turner. He feeds it ahead to Halliburton. Halliburton lobs the other direction, going up for a Mathurin, caught it, but he couldn't finish it. Now he's going to pass out. Buddy Hield knocks down his first three of the night. He had missed on all five of his shots, but that time he finds Pater. And just like that, the Pacers have embarked on a 7-0 scoring run. They lead 84-81. Timeout here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it.